I've spent the majority of my time being saved, working on renewing my mind, learning about who God is, who I am. In that time, I thought I was taking care of my body because I was doing the right things, the things they tell us to do, right? Like lifting weights. I ignored the signs of my rushed soul and my weighed down heart. Now, one would probably say, that's how life is, right? When I spoke of my past and talked through my testimony, I talked about it as though I was healed from it, and I truly believe that I was. Until last year, 9 months ago, I realized my push to keep going wasn't a courageous act, bravery, and it wasn't led by a woman freed by her God the day that she accepted him as her Lord and Savior. One of the only things I knew how to do was to keep going. Maybe you can relate. You just know you got to keep going. And I kept going, no matter what it cost my soul or my body to stay alive. I believed I had to keep going. Therefore, I used my work to suppress the deeper things. I beat up my body in the gym to appear in control of things that were out of control. I needed to be someone specific in relationships because if I wasn't, who would they think I am? And I would never have considered myself a people pleaser or anything like that. But when I really started to go through things 9 months ago, I realized the discomfort I would feel if I thought something was wrong or going on, or if I wasn't somebody they needed me to be, and how really physically uncomfortable that made me because I couldn't control the other person. The more that I started to just be myself, recognizing the things that are important, things that I know I still mess up and don't get right. But you might be thinking, why am I sharing this with you today if the podcast is titled, When the Bible Says, Do Not Be Anxious, But You Still Are? I'm sharing this because we spend so much time trying to fix ourselves with scripture, or we tend to hide behind our knowledge. Knowledge and wisdom are not the same thing. We think that we're right, or we think that we're doing the right thing. We want to be the good and faithful servants, to be the good girls and boys without realizing the other areas of our life that God wants to work on too. Before we get started and really going, is I want to remind you that if you're tired or overthinking and want that practical step-by-step help, my self-paced course right now is 50% off through the month of April. It's designed to help you understand your thought patterns, but most importantly, actually begin to change them. You can head to the show notes, get signed up today, start changing your thought patterns. And P.S., I know I say head to the show notes, but just in case you don't have any idea how to find the show notes, go to this episode, tap on the episode title, and scroll down to the description underneath it. Sometimes you have to tap more to expand it, but that's where I put all the links and details for each episode. Again, right now, my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, is 50% off through the month of April for spring sale. I don't want to spend really any time at all going over stress and anxiety because those are kind of their own episodes, and I know I've done many episodes on them. But if I could break down stress and anxiety in its most basic, oversimplified form, is that stress equals the pressure from something happening. Anxiety is the fear about what might happen. This is where like the what if thoughts, your scenarios come in, you're catastrophizing, just all of those where the anxiety of fear of what could happen. So as you kind of listen today, I don't want you to try to fix your anxiety. I want you to start noticing how you've been interpreting it, because sometimes the struggle isn't just the anxiety, it's itself, it's the meaning we've attached to it. right? The things I think about in my life, I never understood anxiety until my body came online and started to thaw from functional freeze. We can pray scripture while also not fully believing it for ourselves. In my client work, whether in my one-on-one coaching or my self-paced course, I focus on this, especially in the beginning of our time together. Two things greatly impact our life: our view of God and how we think God views us. I can almost always point back to these two things in my sessions with my clients. For example, if we believe God wants us anxious because it will free others while we stay in bondage. If we don't think we can trust God, it will keep us thinking that we are in control, leading us to be afraid to let go. And those are two examples. You can still be anxious because we live in this body, have a soul and a spirit, and they're always communicating to each other at all times. They communicate and they work together. We see this in Proverbs so many times, but I just want to read a few of them to you. Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 16:24, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs 4:20-22, keep my words within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's body. Proverbs 14:30, a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. As you can see, it's not just think this way, pray this scripture, and you won't feel anxious anymore. There are things that are apparent of what's going on in our heart, what's happening in our spirit, how that is impacting our physical body, the health of our physical body. Proverbs 14:30 is clear. Jealousy is like cancer to the bones. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. This is connecting it all for us. Therefore, if we say that we're good and we're great, quite often, or you're just, yeah, I just deal with anxiety, I want you to pay attention to the fruit of your actions. They may be speaking differently. Your body may be speaking differently. When we think about fruit of our actions, for example, let's start there. You might be under eating, over exercising, using things like alcohol on a consistent basis, or drugs like marijuana. We think about how often we are reactive. We think about how intense our judgments are towards others. These are all fruit of our actions based on something deeper going on. These aren't just the way of life, for example. Now, the way that our body can speak to us, even if we're saying, well, I don't think anything's wrong, is tight shoulders, tight jaw, digestion, weight gain, weight loss, the inability to lose weight. Our skin is another great way to show us. Our hormones, like there are so many things, right, which I know can feel overwhelming, but I just want us to think outside of this box of here's what scripture says, I'm just going to quote it and that's it. There are a lot of ways that our bodies tell our stories. So it's impossible for me to share them all with you here today because unless if I've already overwhelmed you, that's not my goal here. But I want you to think of your body again as a whole, not just like, how can I pray away this anxiety? Because if we aren't mindful, we will allow shame to creep in, because if we pray and still experience anxiety, we think we are doing something wrong constantly, which then continues to feed the shame of how terrible you must be and why you can't get your life together. God created our bodies and said they were very good. We see that from the beginning in Genesis. However, these good bodies have some not so good stuff stuck inside of them. Awareness is always the beginning phase while practicing certain thought patterns, practicing even eating more, practicing the ability to rest, changing these patterns and belief are what create the change. That's the deeper work we do in my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, which is 50% off right now. Learning really how to respond differently when those thoughts show up, or one-on-one coaching, because then we can really slow down together and look what's underneath your specific thought patterns and emotional responses. The Bible says to not be anxious, but we don't want to ignore the other scriptures God shares about our soul and body too, especially about our bodies being a temple and how we are taking care of them. Almost, it's just a high percentage. I'm just throwing out a percentage because I want it to be high. I swear, like 95%, I would almost say it's 99% of the women I talk to in person, go to church with, mentor, coach, counsel, all the things, under eat on a regular basis. Now they'll tell me that they eat good and they eat healthy. And I think that's great. But you can eat healthy and really under eat because berries, low in carb, low in calorie, and yogurt, like all these things. And then we're lacking, like, it's a whole other episode, but there's more to you than just praying away scripture. We can't control our way out of anxiety or pray our way out of it if our beliefs about God are not addressed alongside the other healing work. So I want to leave you with a practice this week. Instead of saying how anxious you are, how overwhelmed you are, and constantly kind of speaking this, I want you to question why you are. Why are you anxious? Why are you overwhelmed? And recognize the root, because the root is where we begin. Are you afraid to let go of control because control is what's kept you safe? Is it fear of really trusting God? Because do you think he cares enough about you to take care of that thing in your life or that person in your life? I think it's time to stop circling the same mountain. If anything, let's quit running around the mountain and maybe slow down and walk. I want you to know that you can do this because you are not powerless against your own thoughts, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And that's from 1 John 4:4. You don't have to feel defeated by your thoughts. Your thoughts are not in control of you, even though I know they might feel like that. Take time this week to slow down. And then you might think, well, I do slow down. Give yourself permission, even if it's just in the car, waiting in the carpool line for your children, wherever it is. Why? Why are you running? Why are you running away? What is going on? Is there other things that you're saying that you're great, but then your actions and your body is speaking differently? Is your mood all over the place? Are you reactive? Are you doing those things that we talked about in this episode? Undereating, overexercising, using things like alcohol on a consistent basis. Like, all of that is communicating to us that maybe we've gone on autopilot somewhere in our life. I'm not going to say always, because I can't speak to always, because that's a, you know, definite sounding thing. We want to be mindful of this. And again, remember, you're not powerless against your own thoughts, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.